You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced Sarah Hagenau of Poinette as Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland. In this position, Hagenau will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenau feels at home in Wisconsin's agricultural industry and enjoys telling the stories of its hard-working people. She is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Hagenau's youth was characterized by involvement in 4-H and FFA, which spurred her to join the Gopher Dairy Club, Agricultural Business Club, Agricultural Mentor Program, and the Dairy Cattle Judging Team at college. Hagenau has held internships with Heatherstone Enterprises, Viking Dairy Company, the Minnesota State Senate, and the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Hagenau was announced at the 78th Allison Dairyland Finals hosted by Crawford County Saturday evening. She will begin her term as the 78th Allison Dairyland on July 7th. She succeeds the 77th Allison Dairyland, Hallie Hensel of Oconomowoc, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. The Richland Center Middle and High School Choirs will be performing at the Richland Center High School tonight. Middle school choirs will perform at 6:30, followed by a short intermission before the high school choirs begin at 7:30. Songs from large group contests will be featured, and senior members of the choir will be recognized. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin has been busy preparing for their upcoming summer musical, which has been performed on stage and on the big screen as well. Andrew Sharp will be the producer of the upcoming production.
We're going to be doing Little Shop of Horrors, which is a dark comedy that was made into a movie back in the 1980s. It started off as an off-Broadway musical, and then after time, it actually was played on the West End in London and then came to Broadway, and they made it into a musical. Interestingly enough, Frank Oz directed it. It's a story about a flower shop assistant that finds this plant, and it turns out the plant wants human blood to grow, but then it promises him the world.
Auditions for anyone wanting to be part of the musical will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Auditioners should prepare a song in the style of a late 50s or early 60s rock and roll or R&B song. Auditioners will also be asked to read parts from the script. Behind-the-scenes people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set, help build or find props, or serve as stage crew or house staff. For questions or more information, please email communityplayerssww@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. More information can be found on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin Facebook page. The warmer weather has the UTV and ATV community ready to hit the trails, but there's some things to do first. The Wisconsin DNR encourages off-road recreationists to get their ATV-UTV safety cert by taking an approved course. Just last year, 40 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, with most of them not wearing helmets. Simple steps can prevent fatalities, Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw, the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, says. We want folks to create positive memories and have a great experience on our trails, and that only happens if everyone returns home safely at the end of the trip. The primary focus of the safety course is preventing crashes that lead to injuries and death. If you were born on or after January 1st, 1988, the class is required, but anyone can take it. Even those who ride only a few times a year or at a relative's house should take the course. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about storm chaser scams. Following severe weather across the state Thursday, officials say residents should be on the lookout for repair crews going door to door offering help. The scammers are typically from out of state and seek to take advantage of those who experience storm damage. What they like to do is take payments for repairs and leave the area without doing any work. You should look to hire local contractors and detail the repair work. Memorial Day is only a week away, which means many individuals will be traveling and attending events during the three-day holiday weekend. With the increase in activity this weekend and into the summer, emergencies can happen anywhere at any time without a moment's notice. By giving blood to the Red Cross, you can help ensure blood is ready for patients in the most critical situations. The American Red Cross encourages you to schedule a blood donation appointment before summer gets into full swing. You have three opportunities to give the gift of blood this week. Tomorrow from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Spring Green, Wednesday from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School, and Thursday from noon to 5:30 at the Cross Plains Fire Department. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Bugs to watch out for this time of year are ticks. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Be mindful of ticks when you are enjoying or working in the great outdoors. We have 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but the two that cause the most trouble are the black-legged tick or deer tick. They are most likely to transmit Lyme disease. Wear protective clothing and use insect repellent. Check yourself and your clothing after being outside, especially your children and your pets. Experts say if you're bitten by a tick in Wisconsin, you have about a 50-50 chance the tick is carrying Lyme disease. Early symptoms include fever, headache, fatigue, swollen lymph nodes, joint and muscle pain, and a rash. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown star's films. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. Former besties Taylor Swift and Blake Lively have hit a rough patch. Sources say the world's biggest pop star wants nothing to do with Lively until after her legal battles with Justin Baldoni are over. Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits stemming from their film It Ends With Us. Swift was served a subpoena in the case, and there are rumors that Lively is trying to get her support. Swift has made it clear she did not appreciate that and wants no part of it, and has made clear she had nothing to do with the film and wants to keep her distance from the drama. The New York Post reports the friendship is in a fragile state. I love movies that are cinematic, but it's also fun when the filmmaker takes chances. The new film Hollow Road takes place primarily in one location, a car. The film stars Matthew Rhys and Rosamund Pike as parents who get a call that their daughter was in a car accident. Most of the film takes place between the two actors driving to the scene. The thriller is reviewing well and will find its way to America in August. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.